Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord. I am Molly, and thank you for being here. Every week, we take a look at what the energies are from Wednesday to Wednesday. I've just always enjoyed doing this show on a Wednesday. So we look at the rest of the week, over the weekend, and then going into the following week, what you can expect and what is going on, not just with astrology, but with the energies in general. And of course, they line up and they support each other, but there's ways that they play off of each other too. So we have a good time talking about that and looking at that. If you're new to this program, thank you for being here. Thank you for checking it out. I hope that you get some good information from this episode and every episode. Keep in mind, there is a free library of podcasts available for you to check out, either on iTunes or here on blogtalkradio.com/Molly McCord. I have been doing this show since 2012. It began as both a platform for sharing spiritual and consciousness messages and astrology. And then through my own shifts and changes, I have now focused on simply astrology and making sure that you know what is going on and how you can work with these energies in the best possible way. And on that note, we are just on the heels here of a very powerful new moon in Aries. Now, it was exact Monday night, March 27th, potentially March 28th, depending on your location around the world. And this new moon had so much energy in Aries that you might have felt like you got your butt kicked energetically. You might have even felt some anger or frustration. You might have felt that you are ready, you're ready, you're ready, but for what? What am I doing? What am I ready for? All of this Aries energy is our get up and go. It is meant to be inspiring. It's meant to be uplifting. It's meant to give us the courage and pioneering spirit to move forward. So even if you're not quite sure what the heck that is yet, know that this is the universe and the cosmos saying it's time to move it forward. So when there's a new moon, that means both the sun and the moon are conjunct, meaning they are lined up together at exactly the same degree. This was at 7 degrees of Aries here, this new moon. And then we also had, to add to the kick in the pants, we have Uranus in Aries, Mercury in Aries, Venus retrograde in Aries. So 5 planets were in Aries. And we really need to think about what's next in our life. What is next for you on your path? What vision, what dream, what idea, what possibility, what potential is next for you? And it is okay if you don't know it all yet. We're going to figure that out over the next few months. But right now, this Aries energy is essentially the spark of something that's ready to come forward and come out. Now, the reason why you could have felt some frustration is because all of these Aries planets are ruled by Mars. He's the dude in charge of Aries, and he's currently in Taurus. Mars in Taurus goes slow. He is the tortoise. He is the observer. He is the one who looks at the practical aspects, the money involved. How much do I have to put into this? How much do I have to invest? So Mars in Taurus is slowing us down and saying, okay, you want to do all this, great. How are you going to take these steps? What does it look like? Break it down, the steps, into 1, 2, 3. Check out the money, the financial investments. Is it practical for you to do that? The Mars in Taurus energy will stick with something. It's going to see it through. But it's going to make sure you can stick with it so that you're not just running off all over the place, which is what Aries can do. Aries can start the fire, and it gets blown out because it doesn't have the ability to burn for a long time. Now, last week I talked about brush fires, right? Getting all these brush fires started and things get lit up with this Aries energy and with so much fire going on. Well, the Mars in Taurus will temper the fire and say, okay, put out that one. You can't do that. Nope, you have too much on your plate. Don't overcommit. Don't go off in all these directions because you're excited because of the possibilities. Let's think it through. Now, pretty soon here, Mercury is going to be entering Taurus. And that's going to happen on Saturday. And when Mercury goes into Taurus, we again feel a slowdown, a relief, a bit of, okay, let me be practical about this. Where did I take on too much? Where did I put my foot in my mouth? Where did I overcommit? So what we have here is the starting energy, things getting started and lit up and, you know, what am I excited about? What do I want to do? I want to set off on this adventure and follow through on this. And then we move into the Taurus energy that dials it down and requires us to look at the essential things we can commit to. So this week, it's really all about the new thing for you. What's the new energy, the new birth, the new beginning, the new possibility, that new part of your world that you're excited about? And if you know your astrology chart, then you need to look at 7 degrees of Aries. That's where this new moon was. And it's the area that's going to be in development until the full moon, which is coming up on April 11th. So we get 2 weeks here from the point of a birth to seeing it through longer for a few weeks. And at the full moon, we get more information. Okay, so we have all this energy that's really potent and strong for this final week of March. And it has a lot of zest to it, a lot of excitement. You know, this, oh, it's a fresh start. I'm ready. Let's go. I mean, we look at the weather. And I know that many of you are ready for spring. You're ready for springtime to get going. You're done with the snow. You're done with the dark days. And you're ready for something new. Now, we have to keep in mind that, as with all things, there are multiple cycles of energies happening. There are multiple ways that things come together. And then they shift and they change form and they become something else that you didn't see. And we have to stay open to these flows. And I want to really make that clear, because as we go into April, things are going to shift, maybe be a little jagged, a little bit more less direct. And that's because we're going to have 5 planets in retrograde throughout April. 5 is a lot. And what makes it significant in April is the periods of time when the planets station to go retrograde. So you think about, you're driving in your car, and the car's in drive, and you realize, well, shoot, I have to reverse and go backwards, and you need to apply the brakes, right? You're slowing down, and then you shift the car into reverse, and as you do that, you have to slow down. You can't just keep going full speed ahead. You don't, unless you're a stunt driver in the Fast and the Furious movies. I don't know, maybe you are. But you have to slow down and brake and go into reverse and then apply the gas pedal to go in reverse with speed, right? So you think about, this is the energy of April, where we're going to have planets slowing down, braking. When they brake, it's when they are called, it's called station, because they're stopped at the station, right? They're stopped in a brake. They are fully stopped, and then they reverse in retrograde. So planets station retrograde, and then they move retrograde. They move in reverse. What's interesting is that a planet does not really go in reverse. It's simply our perspective here on Earth, which I've always found fascinating. And if you followed this program for a while, you know I've said this before. So it's an illusion. Retrogrades are essentially an illusion, but I believe they're an illusion to support us so that we do slow down, so we aren't going crazy, we aren't going full steam ahead all the time. So when the planets station retrograde and they slow down, they can send us a little bit off because we're used to going at a certain momentum or a certain speed. But one of the gifts of astrology is that you have a heads up, right? And you can understand what's happening and adjust accordingly and be aware of why things might slow down in April or why they feel more uncertain or complex or not known yet. Now, my keyword for April is wonky. That is the official keyword in all caps. And that's because it's going to feel like we get something started and then it shifts. And then we do one thing and it goes this way. And it's a zigzag energy. Throughout 2017, we've had a lot of clear, fast-moving energy. We've had a lot of go, go, go. It can be overwhelming at times. It can feel like, oh, I don't even know what's going on. I'm just going with it. You know, you can feel like it's a lot to harness. And so when we go into April, we're going to have an opportunity to slow down, to pace a bit, to adjust, and then to do all the things that go along with retrograde periods. Retrograde periods are when we focus on words that start with RE, reconsider, reprioritize, re-examine, reflect. We look at what's in front of us, what we've been doing, what's been going on, and then we say, okay, let me take a breather. Let me pace this out a bit. Let me adjust what I'm doing so that when I go forward again, it's in better alignment with what I'm ready to experience and create. So one of the first planets here that is going to be going retrograde is Saturn. Now, Saturn is already slowing down, and that's because he will be going retrograde on April 6th, next Wednesday, at 27 degrees. And he's already in the 27-degree range. He's already playing there, and he's going slow, slow, slow. And let me see if I can get you an exact degree here because, well, an exact minute. So it's at 27 degrees, and this is in Sagittarius, 48 minutes. 27 degrees, 48 minutes. So that means he's just coming up to the 28-degree mark. And what he's doing is now going in reverse, and Saturn will be retrograde in Sagittarius all the way back to 21 degrees until August. So starting in April, we are reviewing something through the summer. And at 27 degrees, you look in your chart at 27 degrees of Sagittarius, and that is where he's hanging out. And when Saturn hangs out, he adds weight. He adds, like I'm getting the image of, you know, it can feel like he's adding responsibility to your shoulders. But really, Saturn rules your bones, your bone structures, your spine, the bones in your body, your teeth, the structure of your physical self. And that's exactly what Saturn rules, is the structures in our physical lives. And we are needing to be extra responsible right now with the Saturn energy, especially in April when he's hanging out at that 127 degrees of Sagittarius point. But then also throughout the summer into August, we're going to be reviewing territory that Saturn has been covering since January. So in January, you started something, you got it going, and then you're entering a review period here that is going to help you go back through what you've been building, where your responsibilities are, where you've been feeling challenges, where you've been feeling that you need to devote extra discipline. Saturn is really all about our maturity, how we're handling something as adults. He doesn't tolerate childish whining or complaining. And this is important because Saturn is going to be ending his time in Sagittarius in December. So we're going to be finishing something up that Saturn is helping us get clearer about. And it's really in Sagittarius. Sagittarius is about your beliefs, your dreams, the bigger vision of your life, where you want to go, where you want to expand, where you want to be more of you. And Saturn is saying, okay, let's rein it in here and choose something that really has meaning to you. Invest in your faith in yourself. How are you taking responsibility for your life's meaning and how you have faith and trust? Where are you looking for those answers? And Saturn is showing you that you must look within yourself, because Saturn also requires us to go it alone. There could be solitude. If we don't use Saturn correctly, there can be depression. You can feel ostracized. You can feel like life is a giant, huge burden. You can feel very down. Saturn brings in the no's. No, you're not supposed to do that. No, don't go this way. No, this isn't right for you. And if we don't understand the gift of the no, we can feel really frustrated. So Saturn is saying something for you has to be consolidated. It has to be, yeah, you cut off the excess fat. You cut off what you don't need, and you probably thought you need it. And in April, you're going to find out what you don't need. And you might say, oh, gosh, I thought I needed that, or I put so much into that, or I really thought that was the direction to go or the path to take. And Saturn says, nope, you've outgrown it. Nope. Saturn says no. So something is going to bring you a no. And this is your Saturn in Sagittarius. Now you can determine where this is in your chart by looking at where 27 degrees of Sagittarius is for you. And what's going to happen is that you're going to be cutting out things, sort of like going to the fridge, and you didn't realize all the condiments you had in the fridge or all the things that were in the very back, or, you know, the old yucky stuff in Tupperware containers that you had 2 weeks ago and you forgot you didn't throw out. Saturn says, go through your fridge and get rid of what is complete. You're clearing it out. You're cleaning it out. And you're looking at it with responsibility and ownership, and you're looking at it in a way that says, you know, I really don't eat this, or I really should not eat this. I don't need all this sugar. I don't need all the preservatives. I know I'm supposed to buy more cauliflower and broccoli, so I better get to it, and I better do it. So Saturn is really going to be telling us that it's time to make some changes in our patterns and habits that don't support us. And depending on how you work with Saturn will depend on how you do that. And you can, you know, if you throw a little pouty fit, Saturn's not going to change his mind. You know, he's the stern father. He's the one that says you need to do this for your own good. He's meant to be encouraging in Sagittarius. He's meant to show you the long-term perspective, the long-term benefits, and the long-term gain. So this is one of the big themes here of April, is Saturn showing you where you're ready to consolidate and be complete. And also, what area of life you have to put more work into. There's no free tokens here on Saturn, with Saturn. There's no free rides. There's no easy street. It's about putting in the work and the dedication for those results. So, for example, Saturn in your first house, well, the first house is about sense of self and who I am, who I believe myself to be, and it's also about the physical body. So Saturn in the first house is asking you to look at your physical self and say, do I need to start a new exercise program, take more responsibility for my body? What do I need to do here to be more supportive of what my body needs? And then Saturn puts you to work. So you go to work here when Saturn is strong, and he's strong all month of April. Now, in addition to that, we have next Mercury retrograde. Woot, woot. I like Mercury retrograde. I don't think it's fair, if you will, or accurate that it gets a bad rap. Mercury is the fastest-moving planet. It needs to slow the heck down, or else he's just sprinting all over the place. He has to slow down in order to stay as a companion to the sun. Mercury and Venus typically travel close to the sun. And so there are times when they have to slow down to stay with the Big Papa Sun. So Mercury is the sun, S-O-N. Venus is the daughter, if you will. And the sun is the father. And so these three travel together. And that would make the moon the mama, if you will. We'll just make a little family up here. But Mercury has to slow down so he doesn't get ahead of everybody and ahead of everything and off track. Mercury is our mental processes. It's reminding us you need to think it through. You can't just go, go, go. You can't take on all these tasks and all these to-dos, which is really how we live our lives, especially in the Western cultures. So Mercury stations retrograde April 10th at 4 degrees of Taurus, and he's going to go back into Aries. So whatever you are working on now is going to come back around. That means that this week Mercury is in his shadow. Now when a planet is in their shadow, what that means is if they're in the shadow of their retrograde energy. So Mercury is right now at 27 degrees of Aries. He is in the shadow of his retrograde. That means he's going to come back and travel over this same place two more times. He's going to go retrograde again over this territory. That will happen April 24th, 25th. Then he's going to go forward again over this territory, which happens again in May. So whatever you're doing now, it probably isn't going to be truly complete until the end of May, a month and a half. So the Mercury retrograde phase, it lasts for usually 3 to 3.5 weeks, but then when we're dealing with the shadow energy, meaning when we're dealing with the territory he covers, It's a longer period. So that is a good heads up for you right now. We have all this Aries energy that's go, go, go. Okay, we're going to slow down. We're going to breathe deeply. We're going to think it through. We're going to look at the practical aspects. We're going to look at the money. We're going to look at the data, all that stuff. And then in May, we're going to have new answers going forward. So that is coming up on April 10th is when Mercury goes retrograde. And I'll talk about that more next week. And then we also have right now our girl Venus. Well, she's still in retrograde as well. She's retrograde in Aries. And she's going to go back into Pisces next week, early next week on Monday night, Tuesday. So she's still reviewing her sense of self and how she feels love for who she is in this lifetime. Venus in Aries is an alpha male, female. It's the part of you that says, I'll go it alone, I'll figure it out, I'm going to know what to do. She's a pioneer, she's a leader, she's in charge of herself. She's concerned with taking care of herself so that she knows who she is. And that's what we're reviewing right now, is this sense of how we are caring for our feminine nature, how we are loving this aspect of ourselves. When she goes back into Pisces, she's going to be more compassionate and caring. She's going to be in Pisces for most of April, activating more of that self-forgiveness. You're reviewing how you've handled money in the past, how you've handled relationships, how you've handled friendships, how you've interacted with women and money, you know, how you've spent money, what you thought you bought was a good idea, and now you're thinking, you know, I don't think I want to spend my money on that anymore. I don't think that's where I really feel powerful or feel good about putting my money. So Venus has us reviewing all this stuff. And essentially, the heart of Venus is our value, you know, where we feel that something has value and where we give and receive respect for ourselves. So Venus is showing us more of that. And when she goes back into Pisces, she's asking us to be gentler with ourselves, to be kinder, to take some time off, some time away. Give yourself a break if you can. You know, give yourself a few days where you don't feel like you have to carry the weight of everything. Venus in Pisces is vacation. It's spring break. It's reminding you that everything changes form. Nothing lasts forever. Don't feel like you have to get it all done right now. Just take some time to enjoy what is good in your life. So you can see that we're going backwards. We're taking a slowdown period as we go into April, and we need it. I know that there's been a lot of go, 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 and that for some people it's been just too much, and that's because there's so much fire. And it could be like, I'm just, you know, I'm burning both ends of the candle, but I don't know what it's doing. I don't know what it's getting me. I don't understand the purpose of it yet. In April, we tune back in. We tune back in to what that purpose is for you, to what is in alignment for you right now. In April, we begin to feel like maybe we can breathe a little bit deeper, especially as more planets go into Taurus. And you'll probably feel a shift this weekend. I tend to feel a shift at the beginning of every month, and it's a good thing. It's always a positive shift in some ways. So stay open to the fact that April will slow us down. You don't have to figure it all out right now. It's okay if what you thought was going to happen didn't, because as always, it means there's something better coming up and coming through. So continue to trust that for yourself and as you go on your path. And I'll be back next Wednesday with more information and insights about the astrology and energies of the week ahead. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate your presence. And you can find out more on my website, ConsciousCoolChic.com, or my new business website, which is MollyMcCord.online. Thank you, and I will see you next week. Take good care.